considered better than the ladies.
So here we're doing in the holy letters from the Rebbe, and we're going to be doing the letter number 1051. And this letter, let's see here. This letter is dated on the 50th day of Sivan, Baruch Hashem, the year Tov Shin Dalet, Brooklyn, New York. And this is the Rebbe writing a letter to the students that are finishing. This was before the summer, I guess. They finished their term. I'm not sure exactly what they were finishing, but they were finishing their learning, and their parents, may they live. God be with them, and may they live. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, for your graduation, I wanted to congratulate you all the students that are completing, and that you are going to be moving up into higher classes and higher sections on the path of the education based on the pure holiness in the, you know, the regular, the yeshivas and the Torah way. The Rebbe says like this: the summer vacation is beginning now. Those are days that one rests and one refreshes from his strength. And we sort of accumulate new energies, new strength for the new season, for the new semester, which is coming upon us and upon you for the good. You need to know, my dear children, that vacation does not mean an interruption. It doesn't mean to tear away from the study, from study and from education. A Jewish child is not permitted to be without the study of Torah and without a kosher education, even one day, whether it's summer or winter. On the contrary, because when you consider the fact that the free time that students have in these long summer days, you should utilize it for thorough review of that which you've already learned and prepare yourself for your future path, the path of Torah and Mitzvahs. So in that way, you would, in together, while you are also accumulating new energies physically, you will also fill yourself up with fresh spiritual strength. Then both together, and really mainly the spiritual powers, make the person whole and make him healthy. And you, Jewish parents, that you always carry the responsibility as parents and as educators in the same time, together, so you need to remember that especially in the summer months, there is almost the entire responsibility is upon you, because there's no school at that time, so it's the parents' responsibility. I guess these kids didn't go to camps or things like that. It was just, you know, hanging around. The Rebbe says, I sent you here my blessing, that may Hashem, that Hashem should you, my dear children, and your parents, and also your teachers and educators, may they live. Hashem should give them both health, physically and spiritually, with lots of nachas, Jewish nachas. And this should be with relaxation of spirit, body and spirit. I bless you for a healthy summer, physically and spiritually, with the Rebbe's signature. So the Rebbe was sending them off for the summer month. But the Rebbe actually encouraged, therefore, that the fact that it's very important that the children utilize the summer not to lose what they've learned throughout the year, but actually strengthen themselves. And that is actually true also. You know, what happens is that in all levels, what the Rebbe says here, it's very important that in the summer months when there's an interruption, to keep on, you know, going in the right path. I mean, the Rebbe was talking to his children, but it also applies to youngsters, applies to yeshiva bachers and everything else, because it's very easy in the few months that you're not in your environment. And a lot of people need a structure, or most people need a structure, or maybe all people need a structured
environment in order to have that support so that they can go and do the right thing. So it's very hard to do it just on your own. If you live, you know, if you live in a desert, or same thing is, let's do it very practical, let's be realistic. If you come to shul, you know, then you'll put on the tefillin. But maybe you'll put on the tefillin at home too, but you may forget or you may get tied up. You know, the reality is, if you go into a structured environment, then you do it. Then you do it because this is what's done over there, then you do it. So you need that structure to help you do what you need to do. But summertime, a lot of times, the students, they don't have any structured environment. So like this, maybe they study in school, maybe they come home, they do the homework. So they do a little bit what they're supposed to do, but then if there's no structure, now, a lot of times they just get lost. But I guess the Rebbe is saying is that's why it puts the parents more responsible, because part of the responsibility you throw on the school, so you say the school will take care of them. But when there is no school to take care of them, then you have to make sure that they're doing the right thing. And, you know, that's a challenge, another responsibility.